Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
It is the D.L. Hughley Show, your indictment update. Here's the thing. So, you know, the Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that the abortion ban can stand. And let's be clear, the abortion ban is from white men from the 1800s. Mm-hmm. White men from the 1800s are exactly why we're having all the problems we're having right now. It's exactly why. That's why everything that we're going through right now, in terms of DEI and other legislation to right all the wrongs, those men in that mentality do it. Imagine those men having a say in what women in 2024 are allowed to do with their body. And when you tell me, oh, they'll make a difference, they're all the same, tell me something that someone's done from the other side that this horrible. Where they are thwarting, they have deliberately thwarted the will of the people. 70% of people believe that a woman has the right to have autonomy of her body, and they are doing this by fiat. So tell me the same. Oh, I'm mad about Gaza, but I'm not going to turn America into Gilead.
Yeah.
And it's all those places. These are men. So you're trying to tell me that states all over the country wouldn't try to look? We saw what happened. Florida did exactly the same thing, right? The Supreme Court said, "Yo, hey." But what they also did is left out the mechanism where you can vote and decide if the people get to decide whether they're going to take it or not. But they made the threshold 60%. It ain't 51-49. It's 60. It's amazing. It's amazing. You sit your ass home and you tell that they're all the same. You tell me about your stimulus check, you dumbass. At least Jesus people traded him for 40 pieces of silver. You got a stimulus check. Oh.
Yeah.
Happy
the audacity.
Really, happy Autism Awareness Acceptance Month. And if they were autistic, I could understand them acting so stupid. I could.
Yeah. Well, don't put them in the same category.
I'm just saying, I'm not. I'm just saying I can understand they would have an excuse.
Kyle, because
they would have an excuse.
We are aware. We are appreciative. Oh, he's amazing. They're not.
He is amazing. They're not.
Exactly.
They're not. It's insane. Happy birthday to Babyface. Happy birthday to Steven Seagal. Baby happy birthday face. To Kenny Lattimore of the Lattimores on Broadway.
Yes.
Happy birthday to Orlando Jones, cool ass dude right there. Happy birthday to G.I. of H-Town. Happy birthday to Haley Joel Osment. He sees dead people. Happy birthday to Barkhead Abdi, which is the pirate with the bad teeth on Captain Phillips. Remember?
Is he the one that says, I'm the captain now.
Well, I know.
Wow.
Well, captains, you know, what I hope is on this ship that y'all hijacked is toothbrushes.
Oh, I'm the captain now. That's all he had to say.
Happy birthday to Ken Griffey Jr., one of the best that ever do it. Happy birthday to Mel Blunt, also a great one. Happy birthday to Chuck Connors, the Rifle Man. And I liked him as the Rifle Man, but when he was in Roots, I didn't like him at all, Jay. You remember that?
I don't.
Okay, who can forget?
Of course, well, apparently one of us. Happy birthday to Harry Morgan, Colonel Potter.
I
on
know
Mass.
Colonel Potter.
Of course, you know all the white folks. Happy birthday to
watch your mouth.
To John Madden of Madden fame. We got a great show lined up for you. Jasmine will have with 20. I'm going to have do my part and have a little note from the GED section. It's the D.L. Hughley Show. Jasmine,
what man?
Can you please tell these good people what is trending?
Terrence Howard is trending. Now, I know a lot of people were laughing because of his hair, because he had on, it looked like a wig. I don't know if it was a wig or not, but they were making fun of him, calling him, saying he looked like a pimp from the 70s.
Helen from Good Times.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Helen from the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Oh, he did with hair. the flip. Yeah, he did
fair
look funny, but what he said, what he said about the pay disparity was not funny. And I would imagine, pretty sure, considering he's suing CAA, which is the agency that he signed to, and he talked about the differences in pay compared to him being on Empire and what, you know, some white actors on The Big Bang Theory were getting. And he was talking about the differences in terms of him getting $325,000 per episode and them getting anywhere between $2 and $3 million per episode, considering they had more viewers. The show was far more popular. Had
then Big Bang Theory. That's not true.
At that particular time, it had more viewers.
It has more in the demo. But CBS is an old demographic, and so what people, the, you know, in advertising, they don't count people once you're a certain age. But it's very hard to be CBS in the demo.
I mean, well, according to him and his attorneys, they did have more ratings and there was no way to do it. So CAA responded by sending him a check for $666.
Market a beast.
And he was like, they're trying to scare me. They're trying to make me stop and I won't. I'm like, I don't know if you.
Well, as a person who defeated CAA, no, ICM in court.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, but they were the ones saying, go get your money.
Yeah. No. Never. Oh. They tried to sue me for like $2 million, and I ended up winning, and they sent me a check for $800. But it cost me $30,000 in legal fees. But hey. Yeah, but see, well, the thing that's misleading about that, you're not going to take an agency in California to court. They would go to arbitration.
Right, correct.
And it's a labor board that decides. And guess who they're going to decide for?
Probably CAA.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They did it specifically so that you can't go to court. And they're it's going to be an arbitrator. Yeah. Arbitrator.
Yeah. Hopefully, so, you know, he gets his just due.
It's the way, okay, you got to remember, like, Jay Leno got bigger ratings than David Letterman used to. But David Letterman made a ton more money because CBS was more advertising. They had the Super Bowl and all those kind of stuff. So
right.
I don't know. You can just say apples and oranges.
He said something about it. It had a lot to do with the package deal that was made with Fox and I guess them or whatever. I don't know all the details. What I do know is people were overlooking the conversation and focused on that red hair, which was amazing.
He did look like Helen.
People are also focused on Gerard Carmichael and his reality show. See, he is letting it all hang out. He's talking about, you know, who he's been attracted to and, you know, the fact that he's slept with roughly 1,000 people so far, but he really thinks he's lowballing himself. But then he also talked about how he's all right with, you know, the audience, telling the audience he's into race play and doesn't mind, you know, the jokes.
Okay,
with,
now here's
you know,
the thing.
Him and his white
That's
boyfriend.
Fine. Don't dog off Chappelle when he says jokes you don't like.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Then there's that.
That's fine. If you could take a penis, you could take a joke.
Well, I don't
understand.
And that's what's trending.
Really, I don't understand.
And
you done took 1,000 of them.
It's trending.
I'm not even kidding. Like,
that's
really?
Trending.
Like 1,000? You've been with 1,000 dudes and Chappelle's
Mayday.
Joke made you go, ouch? That's the one?
You Where's said Colonel Potter when you need him?
You said a mouthful there, pal. Now, on to the rest of the show.
Junius, move.
Chappelle made you say uncle when you were saying daddy? That's crazy.
Oh, God.
No from the GED sex is coming up the deal, you can tell.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So, of course, when the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, it gave the states latitude to decide how they handle the abortion issue. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled that Arizona can enact and can, in fact, keep intact a law from 1864. 1864. Can you imagine women of 2024 being governed by the mentality that existed by white men in 1864? And let's be clear, it's white men we're talking about because they're the only one with power. It wasn't women, it wasn't black people, wasn't anybody else. So this is a mentality of white dudes who are from the 1864. You know what hadn't happened yet when this law is enacting? You know what hadn't happened yet? Slaves were not even free yet. So men who had the mentality slaves weren't even free are making a law, or Arizona's going to abide by a law that was governed and written by men who hadn't even accepted the slavery was real yet. And these are the things that happen. Stop telling me they're all the same. Stop telling me there's no difference in the other. You're literally going back in time. Yes, I'm mad about what's happening in Gaza. I'm not so mad. I'll turn this whole place into Gilead. And stop telling me about stimulus checks. At least Jesus got sold out for pieces of silver. You just got sold out for a stimmy. This is what you're willing to do? And trust me, these laws exist in several states across the country. And this is a precedent. So if you want to be governed by the every problem that America is having right now and having to sort out from a legislative perspective was started by white men like this. White men with that mentality. We had to have amendments to get rid of white men like with that mentality. And now the Supreme Court has said that those men, that mind, that mentality, that groupthink can govern 2024 as women. And it will not be the last if you let this stand. It won't be. Look at what Arizona. Look at what Florida did. Now Florida gave the citizens the right to vote, but they made the threshold 60%. It wasn't 51-50. It wasn't the majority. Most people in America agree with a woman's right to have autonomy over her body. Can you imagine if we let white men from the 1860s decide how we live today? And literally, when people say we want to make America great again, these are the people they're talking about. This is the mentality. They want to be in charge. And when don't just call me racist and say, well, you talk about white men. Who the hell else was in charge? Anybody. What voice of dissent? There were no women there. There were no black people there. There were no immigrants there. Nobody. It was all white guys who decided what women should do with their bodies. The more things change, the more they stay the same. The reason America's having the problems it's having because of that mentality was so pervasive. They had to write laws and legislation and bills to change it, to make it fairer. The reason there has to be a DEI or affirmative action or a voters' rights act is because of those guys. And those men have reached back hundreds of years to decide what a woman should do with their body. That's a little note from the GED section. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
She's jazz. She's smart. It's the Jazzy Report on the D.L. Hughley Show.
The Arizona Supreme Court ruled the state must adhere to the 123-year-old penal code provision barring all abortions except in cases when it is necessary to save a pregnant person's life. The law, which can be traced to as early as 1864, also carried a prison sentence of 2 to 5 years for abortion providers. There is a 14-day stay on the law.
Let me ask you something. White men from 1864 are the reason that we are in the turmoil we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Name me one thing that was written in 1864 before slavery was abolished that was fair and that was designed to include anybody else but their pervasive mindset. It is literally a case study in patriarchy. Literally. And did you think they didn't know that this was going to happen? Because the truth of the matter, since Roe versus Wade was upheld by the Supreme Court, all those laws used to be from the turn of the century. So they haven't been able to write any new laws. So they're going to go back to what they had before. And that's going to be those are trigger laws. That's going to happen in Ohio. It could happen in parts of the Midwest, all over the South.
Well, that's why when you think about them saying make America great again, for them, it was when we were at home. They were in the kitchen. I'm sure you saw the little clip of the white guy on social media who was saying that it was better when women didn't vote. He talked about there was another guy who talked about
it. It was a black guy who said he's running from the governor.
This was two white dudes having a conversation. And he said, so you don't think women ought to vote if you're thinking about a true Christian society. And he said, I don't think women should vote.
Well, Mark Robinson, who's running for governor of North Carolina, the big, fat, goofy ass white dude.
Yeah.
Black dude said the same thing.
Yeah.
You don't think women should vote. And you should be serving tea right now, you goofy ass dude.
Good God. Yeah.
And some other old laws
that
all of a sudden we can't live here. We can't vote. Yeah, a lot of people are looking.
Let me tell you something. Slavery didn't get abolished. You know what? The funniest thing, after the movie Lincoln, look when they officially abolished slavery in Mississippi. They saw Lincoln and went, oh, wait, we have to do something. These are free. Hang on. You literally, when that man said, we're going to take you back in time, we're going to make America great again, these are the things they were talking about.
Yep.
Right.
This is what it is.
This is it. This is what they want.
So you should understand what the hell you're saying when you listen to all these dumbass people equivocating.
Get them.
Stupid ass. And Kennedy, how you going to be a Kennedy and can't talk? I ain't going to talk to a president and can't got to whisper all the time.
Yeah.
When you whisper all the time, you got way too many secrets.
Yeah,
you lied so much your throat burned out.
I did see an interesting thing where you saw words. I don't know if it's his sister or someone in his family says she would not vote for him and she wish he wasn't running. And there's this conspiracy that the reason he is running is to detract voters
New York campaign. Yeah. Listen to what she said. She said we are here to stop Biden.
That's right. That's what I'm talking
about. That's no joke.
Yeah, yep. I believe it. So the rise in cancer diagnosis among young adults might be explained by a more advanced biological age than their true age. Now, your chronological age, the number of years that you've been alive, is not the same as your biological age, which refers to the wear and tear on your body.
Right.
A person who lives a sedentary lifestyle with high stress may have a biological age significantly higher than their true age. And researchers determine that with those markers indicating that advanced age, that is what's linked to this higher rate of cancer diagnosis.
Staying inside, Like, because remember, they were doing young men are having knee replacements and hip replacements in their 20s.
Because of the way their clothes
are. Because of the way their clothes fit. We have children having diabetes and high blood pressure because they're not moving a lot. Yeah. So it does make sense that that would speed up your chronological growth.
And if you think about it, when we were kids, we didn't really know what the inside of the house looked like often because we had to be outside.
That was a punishment.
Yeah.
You stay in, come inside one more time. Come outside one more time. You're going to stay inside.
I was like, So that's why
you'll see me next week. I ain't never coming in here.
I'm going to drink my water outside from the hose. That's how going inside. No.
Blow that dirt off that hose.
Yes, and lick it up.
I sound like Gerard Carmichael.
Wait a second.
Jesus.
I sound like him too. Hey.
And you can. coming up. So thank you for that Jazzy report. So a doctor has gone viral for discussing the pros and cons of showering at night versus showering in the morning. I don't need to tell me I'm going to wash my ass at night and the morning. I don't need that. I don't need a prescription for that. Do you think it's better to shower in the morning or do you think it's better to shower at night? 877-242-2426.
Also hit us up on Twitter at D.O. Hughley Radio or on Facebook, The D.O. Hughley Show. On the website is thedohughleyshow.com.
All right, we're getting to your calls directly. It is The D.O. Hughley Show. So there's a doctor who's, he's basically giving the virtues merits of showering versus the day or showering versus night. What do you think? Do you think it's more appropriate to shower? Is it better for you to shower in the morning or at night? We're going to go to our social media platform. Especially, okay, what did they say?
So we have Jermaine from Boston, and he says, just wash your butt.
Yeah.
No.
The whole thing.
Wash your butt.
The whole thing. What Red Fox said, you ain't got to wash your whole butt. You got to wash the butthole. Again, another Gerard Carmichael joke. Jesus Christ, what's happening?
Goodness.
I'm just kidding. I like him. He's a funny kid. I think that it depends on, like, this is a weird thing for me. Like, so I could say have a gig, right? And I could get up on the road. I get up, I go take a shower, go to lunch. Then get back in the hotel by 3, the gig starts at 6, I'll take another shower.
Yeah. That's not weird. That's called good hygiene.
Yeah.
It's not weird to me. Anytime I am going out at night, for anything, if I'm going to an event, if I'm going to dinner, if I'm going to meet friends, I always like to shower the day off of me because I don't want to smell like outside.
Right,
okay,
right.
I don't care if I
get rid of some DNA.
All that, all of that for sure. Yeah. But now,
you don't know what you've done.
Real talk. You don't know what I've done. I'm not going to tell you. Okay,
not even in my diary. Will.
You just tiptoe yourself. But if I am exhausted at the end of the day and I know I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
I'm going to take a shower in the morning. Yes, we know. I'm going to bed. Yeah.
I'll fall asleep on the couch and stay there.
I'm not going to take a shower.
Plus, I like that little Dorito taste y'all have in the morning. It's good. I like it a little.
What are you talking about,
little,
Doritos?
Little tahini taste.
I have no idea of what you speak.
Ooh, cool ranch.
Y'all, this is so nice. Funyuns. I like it. It's so good.
Something ain't right. Something in the system ain't right with that, then.
Fish and chips. This is so nice.
Yeah. You got somebody who got bad pH balance is what you got.
I want to brush
them
teeth, though.
You might get that checked out. Yeah, I'm just saying.
So the question we're asking, a doctor is describing, vacillating between the merits of taking a shower at night versus the morning. What do you think? You take a shower at night or in the morning? 877-242-2426. We're going to begin to your calls in a bit. It's the D.L. Hughley Show.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.